Have you been doing something you shouldn't? Yeah.
Let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show.
With Spence.
Okay, well, thanks for the nightmares.
On News Talk 1590
KVTA.
It is 8:39.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Governor Newsom approved Senate Bill SB1 in April 2017, and in July 2020, the California Workforce Development Board announced SB1 High Roads Construction Careers Program Awards, including Region 6, composed of Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. The region was awarded $462,506 and began a six-month planned period this past September. The local Tri-County's SB1 Building Trades Pre-Apprenticeship Program is gearing up to begin soon and will go through September 2023. Here to tell us more about what this grant will help us achieve is Anthony Mireles, WDB member and marketing manager. And I want to get that correct. LIUNA, Local 585. Anthony, how do I say that?
LIUNA.
LIUNA, Local 585. LIUNA. And Corey Black, Regional Coordinator, Building Trades Council. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good. How's everybody?
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you guys on board. Anthony, let's start out with you, please. Can you tell us more about the SB1 High Roads Construction Careers and how it's going to benefit the Tri-Counties region?
Yeah, what it is it's a training program. Back in 2017, part of the gas tax, when the voters approved it, but that is later set aside $25 million for 5 years for training. And so what it is going to connect with disadvantaged workers in the community, and it's to give them a pathway for construction jobs for middle-class wages, for union wages, and it's going to provide them with skilled and trained curriculum. So this is they have to come from a state-approved apprenticeship. So it's going to be like your IBW, your cement mason, the operators union, the carpenters, and then, of course, us, the laborers.
Now, Corey, what's the local plan for the Tri-County's SB1 Building Trades Pre-Apprenticeship Program? What's that plan?
So the plan is it's a collaboration that's been developed by the Building Trades Council and the Ventura Workforce Development Boards and the Workforce Development Boards in the three counties here on the Central Coast. And what we'll be doing is training folks. It's a 120-hour curriculum that lasts about 3 months, and we'll be training folks to get them ready to enter an apprenticeship program, which will provide them it's a pathway to a career with benefits, head of household, wages, hopefully helping folks set their lives on a good path for success.
Now, for both of you, let's start with Anthony on this question, please. How are the participants trained? Is there a curriculum or hands-on training? How does that work for the training? Anthony first, please.
Yeah, there's a curriculum. So the National Building Trades got together seven years ago, and they got approved. It's called NC3 curriculum. So what it is, it's construction math. It's about 160 hours of training, 8 to 10 weeks. The participants will have construction math. They'll have some financial literacy classes to teach them how to balance their checkbooks. There'll be field trips to the different union apprenticeships so they can learn how the unions work and the opportunities and the wages and benefits that are available to them. They'll have some blueprint classes. They'll get their CPR first aid, and then OSHA 10 also will be there. So when they get out of this pre-apprenticeship, then they can decide which union they want to go to, and then now they have knowledge of how to get into that union.
Corey, any extra insight on that?
Yeah, historically we've done the MC3 program. The curriculum has been done in person. Unfortunately, during these very unique times, we've had to move the curriculum all to be online, or the vast majority of it is done virtually online. But we still do get the students together socially distanced and in a safe manner on multiple Saturdays, where they get a chance to visit the different training centers, the different union halls, get a chance to use the tools and see the tools of the different trades. And through this process, we get a sense of which trades the students excel at. Are they more inclined to use electrical, or do they like, you know, using a hammer and nails, and maybe being a carpenter is the path for them? And it also exposes them to the different trades so they can start to choose what career they want to pursue.
And Anthony, just thinking about this and, you know, imagining what the timing would be for the trades to hire and fill the many jobs coming up, are there a lot of openings, maybe due to a resurgence in the economy once we get over COVID-19? Let's take a look at some of the projects that might be coming up in the area, Anthony.
Yeah, right now we've been doing the expansion on the 101 and carpentry in Montecito. So with that, we've been at full employment with the union. So, and then, of course, with, you know, a lot of guys retiring, we need to fulfill these positions. So there's opportunities there. SB1 is gas tax money, so then you're going to be repaving your city streets throughout the county. So there'll be opportunities there. So as the guys retire, then we'll replenish the workers. And so there's many of opportunities that we go. And then as we see what happens with the new administration, then we'll probably see some freeway improvements. We know the 101 has, you know, a traffic backlog for years. So we'll see what, you know, we can do to relieve that. So.
And Corey, the challenges of training people during COVID-19, what are you doing to make that as safe as possible, but also, you know, have the level of training as high as it would be during a normal time?
Absolutely. What we've had to do is to move the curriculum from a classroom-based curriculum that was performed in the different training centers, the union training halls, and move that curriculum online. And a lot of it, the transition actually was fairly straightforward, and it actually works well for the students. So we do it all online now. And so the math education, the different curriculum that Anthony just described is now done online. And then usually every 3 to 4 weeks, we'll bring the students together in small groups, 10 or less, maintain social distancing, masks, all of the standard COVID procedures, and do in-person instruction where they get a chance to interact directly with apprenticeship instructors, use the tools for that trade, and we rotate them around the different union halls over the course of their training so that they get exposed to all the different trades and get a chance to use the tools and try and find the apprenticeship program and the career that best fits their desires and needs.
Anthony and Corey, I'd like to ask an additional question here, a bit of a pop quiz for you. When you look at unions, for us who are outside of that world, who do not belong to a union, give us an understanding of why the union is important for the worker and how it would benefit the greater community, too. Anthony, Corey, could each of you give your perspective on that?
What it does is just, like in my case, when, you know, when I was young and 21, you know, I did some time, went to, in the college, you know, put my time in college, but then I couldn't make it. So when I came to the union, I was able to get good wages and benefits, and the wages and benefits are negotiated through collective bargaining. So every time I was sent to work, I was able to scale up, you know, according to the economy, and that's what we do now. My role as a business manager, that's what our goal is to help uplift families and bring them into the middle class. So the opportunity to scale up is with the union, middle-class, high-road jobs.
Anything further on that, the benefits of a union, anything that we would look at? You know, we've seen recently we had a couple of people from the local 186 on air with us talking about an action that they had, and their argument was that they're providing not only for a proper wage to live in a community that is as expensive as Ventura County is, but also providing a level of work through the trained apprenticeship programs that makes the jobs better and the outcome better for everyone. There's nothing like a worker who is properly trained, who went through an actual trained apprentice program.
Well, what we're doing now is, because we know, you know, I mean, you see the advancement of the electrification, electric cars, so you're going to need a workforce easily, you know, 7,000 to 10,000 in the tri-counties for that. So we will train the workers and then work with the industry and the municipalities and get the workers trained for that. So the jobs are safer, the jobs are more productive, you know, the worker's happy, he has all these benefits for him and his family, he has, you know, so that's, you get a well-trained workforce that way.
Anthony and Corey, finishing up here, anything else that you'd like to share about the Tri-County's SB1 Building Trades Apprenticeship Program, benefits of it, and why, you know, who are you reaching out to? What would you like to add to this? Let's start off with Corey, please.
Sure, Rod. I just would like to wrap up by saying that the Building Trades Council is excited to partner with the Ventura Workforce Development Boards and the Workforce Development Boards across the Tri-Counties. This is an exciting program where we get to use the MC3 curriculum to help on-ramp folks into the apprenticeship programs where they can get head-of-household jobs with wages and benefits. And just to tag on a little bit to what Anthony was saying earlier, many of our successful students are coming out of the construction trades or different work where they use their hands every day, and they go from making minimum wage or slightly above minimum wage with no benefits to they enter the apprenticeship program, and usually their salary, their take-home pay with benefits, usually about doubles. And they are then on a career path where they can raise a family, buy a home, enter the middle class in a way, and it's a really exciting opportunity. So we're excited to partner with the Workforce Development Boards to bring this to Ventura and the rest of the Tri-County.
Awesome. And one final question. Outreach to both men and women workers?
Everybody will have an opportunity. We're going to be hiring targets, the vets, women, disadvantaged youth. Everybody will have an opportunity. So we rolled it out in San Luis Obispo. We're going to be rolling out in Santa Barbara. And Santa Barbara is very high to live, so we're going to give opportunities there. And then we'll be rolling out the program here in Ventura. So we'll be reaching out through social media, Facebook, all the different avenues. You could probably go to the workforce website and then get more info. But I'm sure we'll be back on to talk about it as we get some participants to come and speak how they appreciated the coming into the program.
And we'd like to have that, actually have people who go through the program and get that job. And I love the way you say head of household jobs, because this isn't just a job where you're going to make a check. You're going to be able to afford your family, to have kids, to have a mortgage, to pay rent, and do all of that. And that's a really essential here in Ventura County. On the phone with us this morning was Anthony Mireles, Workforce Development Board member and marketing manager, Leuna Local 585, and Corey Black, Regional Coordinator, Building Trades Council. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on with the Workforce Wednesday Development Board and chatting with us here on KVTA. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about this Tri-County's SB1 Building Trades Pre-Apprenticeship Program, call Ventura County Workforce Development Board at 805-477-5306. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and are learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.